yelling for?
Actually, I was hoping to find out if you guys carry like car tires.
What the fuck do you think?
What's that?
I said, what the fuck do you think? We're Walmart. Of course we have those. It's in our automotive section.
Did you just say, what the fuck do I think?
Yeah.
What's your name?
We have the whole automotive section here. We do, like, oil changes and everything.
Okay, well, guess the fuck what? Someone who just answered the phone told me that you guys don't have a fucking tire center there. That's why they transferred me to you, asshole.
You don't need to curse at me.
You know what? You work there. I'm a customer. You don't fucking cuss on the phone.
You haven't bought anything yet. You're not a customer.
You know what? I'll be there in 5 minutes, and I'm sure I will see you, and then I will talk to your manager.
What are you going to do? Get me fired?
What time do you guys close?
We don't close. We're 24 hours.
Okay, asshole. I'll see you there in 5 minutes.
Love you.
Fuck you. Cactus, 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 cactus.
Hey there. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 597, and today is November 29th, 2019, which just happens to be the day of Pranksgiving, that yearly thing that Carlito does, where for 24 hours a day we all do live prank calls together. That just ended about an hour ago with GAD's yearly show, The Art of Phone Larking. It was a lot of fun, and I'm really sick of prank calls at this point, after listening to them for 24 hours, with only a 6-hour break for sleeping. Carlito kicked it off yesterday with 3 hours of his show, then we had Wasted, and then AXPA, and then I went on at 2 a.m. my time, which was kind of hard to do. I haven't been staying up late a lot lately, so I was all tired and stuff. And then Devin went on, we had Dom the Bomb and Dragomir, and Party Time with Zax and Matt. I completely missed that one. I caught maybe the last 10 minutes of it this morning when I woke up. That kind of sucked. I completely missed Dom the Bomb also, because I was sleeping. And we had Dwight, he did his show, and I guess he's going to do a show still tomorrow. And Giad. It was a lot of fun. There was a full 24 hours of prank calls. 27 if you count Justin, because Justin went on at like 4 o'clock or something on his own Mixlr channel and did a show until Carlito got started. So thanks everybody that participated. That was a lot of fun. Thanks Carlito for putting it together and everyone else for just kind of helping out and participating and everything. We had a pretty good turnout this year. Today's show is sponsored by the Stunning Kruger Effect, Lord and Lady of Veggies, Tokius Pocus, 6-week tenure, and Crooked Alligator. They support the show on patreon.com/phonelosers, and I really appreciate it. When you pay $5 a month or more, you get hobosodes every single week. I did one this week where I used an idea of Parkman's, saying that I had a package for him, but I couldn't bring it to their house because my ex-wife has a restraining order on me, and she just happens to live on their block. So that didn't go over too well with a lot of people.
Are you kidding me? I don't have a car. No, I can't meet you at Walmart, and I'm not going to. It's your job to deliver it here. If I don't have it here in the next couple hours, I'm going to report it to UPS.
Okay, can you pay for Grubhub? I'll send Grubhub to your door with your package.
No, I'm not going to pay for Grubhub.
It'll probably just cost $7 or $8.
I'm not going to do that. You get it here yourself.
I can't, because yeah. I've got a restraining order against me from my stupid bitch of an ex-wife.
You don't have to tell me that again. I don't want to hear it. I want my dog food delivered.
So that hobosode was actually 50 minutes long, almost an hour, and you can hear it right now by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Thank you to the new people who've signed up, like Rhett and Jake from 98, Inwo and Jura, J-R-R-A. I don't know how I'm supposed to pronounce that. Thank you, everybody, for signing up. So, as I said, I did a shift with Pranksgiving this year, and that's what you are about to hear right now. I did about 90 minutes on the air at 2:30 to 4 o'clock in the morning, and I managed to cut it down to about an hour. So, here's that. Enjoy it. And if you don't know, now you know. Hey, I am RBCP. You're getting ready to hear a show by me. There's a good hour and 15 minutes left of this at this point. So, this is Pranksgiving 2019. And I don't know, I got lists to call here. I'm Brad, by the way. I do the XYZ pre-show on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. mixer.com/isthisthingon. I'm probably not going to be doing one today because I'm doing this, and I imagine I'll be sleeping at 10 a.m. today. Because, yeah, I'm kind of tired. Anyway, you've been listening to Travels with Miriam and Axpa and Dwight, and I think Crispy was on there. Before that, it was Wasted Memory and the other guy, Dragonmere, and before that, it was Carlito from Madhouse Live. So I've got a few lists here. I think I have my caller ID set up. Yeah, I got my caller ID set up. I've been trying to call this list for a while now. This is a list from... It's a list from... Holy shit, who's this from? Is it from Austin? No. Oh yeah, it's from Reggie. I've been trying to call these people. They don't answer very, very much. But you know what I've never tried? I've never tried calling them at 5 in the morning. Or I guess almost 6 in the morning at this point. So yeah, I think we might hear a bunch of ringing because I've never had too much luck with these people picking up. And I also don't know what I'm going to be doing with these numbers. I'm just going to call them up and see what happens. Probably going to be a bunch of phones ringing. I don't know what kind of calls these are, Dumpster Love. I'm just kind of calling up people. I was thinking I could ask them what they were dreaming about, if they were dreaming. But, you know, it's 5. These are on the East Coast, so it's currently 5:48 in the morning. They might not be asleep.
Hello. You've reached Bruce Hickey from Decker.
Okay, Bruce isn't there. So I figure I'll do like a page of these, and they might not pick up because I don't have much luck getting these people to pick up. These people. Oh, also, I got this list here that Dragonmere sent to me, which Nico sent to him. It's a bunch of complainers. And he didn't get around to calling him because he didn't have much time.
Hi, you picked the voicemail.
So maybe I'll just call like one column of these and then I'll give up. This might be a better thing for a pre-recorded show. Oh, shit. Busy. She's on her AOL account. It's busy. Fuck. I don't know if these people are a member of the HOA, Dumpster Love. So, I mean, I could say that, but I don't know.
Hello?
Hi, Lauren.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank God you picked up. This is your neighbor, Roy.
Okay.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay. Oh man. I'm a shaking. Were you sleeping?
Yep, but what's going on?
I was calling to find out what you were dreaming about.
What?
What were you dreaming about? You know, like, if you were asleep, you're probably dreaming. What were you dreaming about?
I wasn't dreaming. I was just up. Who is this?
No. Just take a second to think about it. Because, you know, like, when you first wake up, you might not necessarily remember things. I just... was hoping to find out what you're dreaming about. Lauren?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Look, don't be embarrassed, okay? Like, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. I've had weird dreams, too. Sometimes they're sexual. I think she hung up. Yep, she hung up. Okay, I'm awake now. That made me laugh. Waste of Memory says to check your dream journal.
Hello?
Lauren. Listen, my dream told me to call you. And here's the thing. I'm not even awake yet. I'm calling you from within my dream. So what does my caller ID say? Because I'm really curious.
Maria Ruiz.
Huh, that's odd. I don't know Maria Ruiz. I wonder if that has something to do with my dream, because maybe it's a part of my dream that I don't remember. What were you dreaming about? Lauren?
Nothing.
What?
I wasn't dreaming about anything.
No, you had to be. What's...
You know what? Where do you live?
Just a little bit down the street.
Where?
On Church Street, but I'm like a block down in the Blue House. You know the Blue House? We've got the Christmas decorations up. We've had them up all month. We put them up early. Like, what's the most recent dream you remember?
I honestly don't remember any dream. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do. Do you just smoke?
No, I don't. Can you just tell me why you're calling? I'm exhausted and I want to go back to sleep.
I'm calling to find out what you were dreaming about. I'm writing a book about what people are dreaming about. This is just research for my book. That's all. So what's the most recent thing you remember dreaming about?
I don't, but please don't call me back. I need to go back to sleep.
Do you smoke a lot of weed? Because people that smoke weed don't remember their dreams. Fuck. She didn't believe me that I was calling from my dream. That was a fun first call. Got lucky on that one. It's all downhill from now, from here. I should call her back. Thanks, Wasted Memory, for the dream journal idea. Let's try the next one. Hello? Judith? Judith? Judith! Judith! Hello?
Hello?
Judith? Judith, I can hear you breathing. Come on. This is important. I'm your neighbor. This is Roy. It's down the street on Salisbury. Judith? Judith! 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 Come on, Judith. I know you're there. It's about your dream, Judith. All right, whatever. I'm hanging up. I don't know what that was about. What happens if I call her right back? Is it busy? Was that a machine that picked up?
Hi there. We're unable to get to the phone.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to cross that one out. Just won't call her anymore. So I was thinking, you know, it's early enough that if I really wanted to, I could call some stores over on the East Coast. Maybe, if I wanna. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll just stick to this neighborhood directory. So, hey, everybody. I can't help but notice that the chat room for my show is considerably smaller than the other shows. There's only 117 people listening. You know, for Carlito's show, he had a good 230 listening on his show. But here I am at 2 in the morning. Or, no, 3 in the morning. And I have 117 people listening. Guess you guys just like Carlito more than me. Whatever. I don't care. Doesn't bother me.
You have reached 781.
Ah, okay, next. We've got Michael. I had a great Thanksgiving. How
Hello.
Was your Thanksgiving?
We are not available now.
Maddie.
Please call again.
I had turkey, believe it or not, and I had some sort of a dressing that had like hot stuff in it, like salsa or something. It was weird. The turkey was so moist.
Hello, we are not available now.
We had a good first call and now it's just ringing, so I might just abandon this list after 5 more numbers and we'll move on to something else.
Wow.
Wop. Hey, Edward. Edward, it's your neighbor. It's Roy, down the street, down Salisbury. Hello? Edward? Edward? What's that noise? Oh, you got the TV on. Hello, Edward? Who was the lady that said womp when she answered? I thought that was weird. I'm your neighbor. Hello. I'm your neighbor. It's Roy in the blue house. Why are you just sitting there? I hear you. Womp. Do I have to speak in womps? Just put Edward on, ma'am. This is men talk. It's between us men. Womp, womp, womp. Womp, womp. Come on! Quit being all weird. You're being weird. You're making this weird. I'm just trying to talk to Edward. Put Edward on. Don't make this awkward. Hello? Hello? Edward!
Edward!
It's your neighbor. What's all the walking? I hear steps. I hear footsteps. What's with the footsteps, lady? Mrs. Womp Womp. All right, I'm hanging up. And you know what? I had something really important to tell you. As your neighbor here on Salisbury Street, it's very important, but if you don't want to hear it, whatever. I'll just hang up. It was important. Now you'll never know, because you're just going to sit there like a weird, weird little creep person. All right, I hung up. Did she say womp when she picked up the phone? Because that was weird. Just a few more. I'm just going to try a few more, and then I'm going to quit this list. I'm going to move on to the next list. I don't even know what I'm doing. That was loud. If anyone has any ideas, just say your ideas in the chat room. Call Best Buy. No, I'm not calling Best Buy. If you have any ideas for the numbers, I'm calling. Just people. Just call them people. All right, Wasted Memory wants me to ask them for a ride to Best Buy because my car broke down and it's Black Friday. Help a neighbor out.
Hello, you have reached
780.
Able to take your call at this time, so please leave a message after the tone and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you.
Linda, James, Linda. James, Linda, James, it's your neighbor. It's your neighbor. Hello? Hello, are you there? I heard a beep. It's your neighbor in the blue house. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, fuck. What happened? I don't know what happened. What happened? God damn it. I was going to ask for a ride to Best Buy. All right, last one, and then I'm going to move on to a different list, I think. Actually, I think I'm going to try these numbers from Nico. They're complainers. It's a list of people who have complained about things.
Hello?
Oh, hey, it's Roy, your neighbor. Is this Amy? Hey, Amy?
Hey, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, thank God you answered. Are you sitting down?
I am. What's
okay. Oh. So my car won't start. I really need a ride to Best Buy. It's Black Friday. The sales have... The store's already opened. I need to get there quickly. I'm going to get a big screen TV. I'm going to get like a 56-inch TV. Do you have enough room in the back to put in a box? It's going to be bigger than 56
nope.
inches. Don't lie. It's just 56 inches.
I understand.
It's not like a sheet of drywall. Amy?
How can I help?
What were you doing? Were you sleeping?
I was.
Okay, what were you dreaming about? Fuck! Why did I ask that? God damn it. Try her right back. She probably won't pick up, though.
Hello.
It's the weirdest thing. I think the phone company disconnected our call because there was a long pause after I asked you what you were dreaming about, And then the line just...
Yeah, I gotta go.
Okay, what were you dreaming about, though? And can I borrow your car? Or can you give me a ride? Oh, fuck. Whatever. Wasted Memory says, I dreamt you gave me a ride. If you know what I mean. All right, so Nico sent in this list, which Dragomir sent to me. Thank you, Dragomir and Nico, for this. And I guess I have to change my caller ID for each one. But these are people who complained about things. The first one's in New York City, but I'm going to change my area code to a different New York City area code just to throw them off a little bit. We ordered 3 times and did not get the Roblox. Oh, it's a Roblox. These are the best. I hope they pick up. They probably won't, but... Yeah. Roblox. Don't want to be charged. My son ordered 3 times but did not get the Roblox. So there was no permission approval on my phone for him. So we order... Hello? Ma'am?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Roblox Customer Service.
Okay.
Yes, you said you didn't get the Roblox.
Right.
What happened?
Is this a prank call?
No,
at
it's
this time in the morning.
Why would it be a prank call? I'm returning your.
Because some asshole yesterday called me on a prank call from Roblox.
Oh no, ma'am, I don't know anything about that. I'm actually from Roblox. Blocks customer service here in New York.
Okay. Well, it was a New York number too, and I was like, this guy was cursing and all of that on the phone. I was like, are you out of your mind?
Oh, what did they say? Because we've had reports of them impersonating us. What did they say to you?
Let's not even bother that. It's too early. I'm going to work.
Well, you brought it up.
What?
You brought it up, so I was just asking what they said, because we've had this problem before. With people making prank calls and impersonating us. I don't know how they get our customers' information. It's crazy.
I have no idea. Right.
So what happened? Did you? How much did you pay for your Roblox?
Don't you see that information? Did you see it in the text?
Well, no. I see the complaint here, and you say your name is Heavenly Snapping Turtle. Is that your Roblox name?
No.
It says here, Heavenly Snapping Turtle.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. It says your son ordered 3 times. And when I put your phone number in, it doesn't show up for Roblox.
Okay, so, yes. I don't know what account that is, that Heavenly, whatever that is. But my son ordered 3 times.
How many Roblox did he order?
The $9.99 one.
Oh, how many Roblox does that get you?
I have no idea. Won't you know that?
Ma'am, like, you don't need to be so combative here.
I am combative, but if you're selling the product, wouldn't you know what $9.99 costs or what it gets for it?
It depends on your income level and where you live in the country.
It doesn't have nothing to do with damn income. What does $9.99 get you, dummy?
Don't call me a dummy. It depends on where you live. If you live in the hood, it gets you more. If you live like in a rich neighborhood.
You're fucking with me. Goodbye.
No, I'm not. All right. I ruined that one. Someone else already got to him before I did. That sucks. Combative. I know. I said that weird. Sorry. Whatever, Mr. Abstruse. Let me try her right back. It's a sliding scale. That's what Elkie says. A racial jab? How is that a racial jab? I think you're reading... Ma'am, that was not a racial jab. You know, Major Tonight...
That is a racial jam. And first of all, if somebody from Roblox were called, they wouldn't have that kind of fucking conversation. Do you understand that?
What kind of conversation? I'm not the one that's cursing. You're cursing at me.
Okay. What is the hood? $9.99 doesn't matter if you're from the hood, from the project, from wherever the fuck you're from. So what kind of dumbass comment is that?
No, it's true. It's like...
No, it's not. Don't call my motherfucking number back.
You
Bye-bye.
Just don't know it's true because you've never lived anywhere else. Fuck. It was not a racial thing. I just said it's based on income, not race. You're the one bringing race into this. All right, so somebody else is pranking these people before I can prank them. Nico. It's probably Nico. Nico's probably pranking these people before I prank them. Yeah, I've done Roblox calls before. Those are always hilarious. Those are the best people. Okay, so next, we've got a problem with the order. I placed an order for a tank top, and when I received the order, I realized there was something else that was on that order. I also placed the order without putting it in the free shipping coupon. It was a disaster. I wanted to cancel the order, but the bot would not allow it. I'm upset there wasn't a live person to help me. I also called, but no one was available. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I'm not sure if there will be someone to help me. All right. The thing that sucks about these is there's no name on them. This person's name is Gloomy Raccoon. And they put periods in their phone number like they're on damn Star Trek. Star Trek. I have to take the periods out because my software doesn't like the periods. Most people use dashes. Unless they're into the Star Wars. Oh, Sharper Mint. That's who I am, I guess. Sharper Mint. I don't even know what that is.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging.
Well, my show's almost over, everyone. It's 3:17 in the morning. Okay, next. All right, SecureTel. Refund made payment to the wrong inmate calling. I was on the wrong inmate calling site, and your company charged my credit card $49.97, and I need it refunded so I can use my credit card to charge minutes on the correct inmate calling service. Approved by the
jail.
Don't do that. Stop. You know, this would be a perfect time to use my, where is it?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in... You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Ah, fuck!
They're not by. They just sat there. They didn't say hello. God damn it. Oh, hello. Hey, you're. This is Gary. I'm with the SecureTel refund department. Hey there, were you sleeping?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to call so early. We just got to get this taken care of, you know?
Yeah.
Got to get it all taken care of. So it says you here you were charged $49.97 and you need it refunded?
Yeah, but you've got to call the other number. You're calling the wrong number.
Oh, which number am I calling wrong? Like, what do you mean? Why is it wrong? I see the other number here, the 513 number.
Yeah, that's the number that you need to call. It's a legit company because I feel like this is some sort of scam.
What do you mean a scam? No, I'm calling from SecureTel. You like wrote a complaint in here.
Yeah, you just call the other number.
Here, let me check. I gotta check on the computer here. Let's see. It looks like it's denied. Refund denied.
Don't ever call this number again.
Why? Why not? Why are you saying that to me? I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to not scam you. Okay, so there's two numbers on this one. My name. Oh man, they had a name and everything. Marlene. My cell is. So this is just going to be her again. Her cell number is this 513 number. This seems pointless. Should I do the chili pepper?
You are receiving it.
That's probably a terrible idea.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gary from the SecureTel machine from the refund department about the inmate calling. It says here
yes.
You were accidentally charged $49.97.
Yes.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. It looks like Chad, he was working the switchboard that night, and he made a mistake. He put you through to the wrong prisoner. Fah! What did I say wrong? I thought I was doing good.
Hello?
Hey, stupid, you hung up on me. I was trying to give you a refund. Okay, one more try.
Hi, you're calling Marlene. I can't come to the phone right now. Leave
God damn it. All right. That didn't work out, Nico. Sorry. Next, we've got a complainer here that's, I was looking through your items and I found something that I wanted to order, but I see in my account that the money was taken out or my account, but it's for more than one item. Please let me know if that's what happened, Gail. It's to Wish. It's a Wish thing. Let's call Wish. Hey, only 36 minutes of this bullshit left, and then Devin's gonna be on the air. She's gonna be making rednecks horny, like she always does. It's gonna be great.
Hello?
Hello, Gail?
Hi.
Gail?
Okay, you got me. Not. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Fucking Gail. Thank you. You know, I'm trying to yell like 6 times now. I'm going to wake her ass up. I used to do this prank back in the 80s. It was funny back then. They're like, oh, Brad, you got me.
Hello. Hi. Okay.
Hello, you're very persistent.
I'm sorry, Gail. Hey, were you sleeping?
Yeah, it's like 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you sitting down?
Why?
Oh man, are you sitting down? I'm calling.
If I'm sleeping, I'm not sitting down.
Okay, well I just want to cover all my bases here. All right, listen, I'm calling from Wish, and I see that there was an order on your account, but then the money was taken out, but it was for more than one item.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry about this. Chad was working on the computers that night, and I think he double-charged you.
Well, that's funny. Whoever was working on the damn computer for hours last night didn't put the money back in my account either.
Gail, don't curse at me. I'm a Christian, okay? It's nothing I did, personally. So you don't need to take out your frustrations on me. I'm this is the first time I've been involved with your transaction.
Okay.
I'm trying to fix things here.
Okay.
So Chad wanted one too. So he rang up two of them and he was hoping you didn't notice, and then he took one of them home.
What?
Chad just wanted one of the things that you ordered. So he rang you up for two of them. He was hoping you wouldn't notice, and he just took it home last night. And I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry about this.
Okay.
Do you have a pin?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the number. It's 566.
Oh, my God, buddy. Are you serious? Can we not do this later? Like I said,
I'm sorry. This is my shift. I work this shift. I don't even know which area I'm calling right now. I thought you were in England. I thought it was like 8 in the morning right now.
No, it's Toronto, Canada.
Oh. So sorry. Yeah, the number's 566.
Hang on a second. Oh, man. Hang on. You know, it's really weird because I got a call 1:30 the night before about this product, about the situation.
What did they say? Were they one of those prank callers? Because we've had problems with that.
Yeah, it was two of them.
What did they say?
Two little dickheads. Well, one was saying that they're not going to refund my item. They asked me what was ordered, and I told them what the situation was, and the guy says, oh, okay, let me put you on hold. He put me on hold, so he thought, and I heard the conversation between him and another guy, and the other guy was saying, oh, tell her, there was apparently dildos ordered on her thing, and I'm like,
oh,
what?
That was not us. We don't sell dildos, ma'am. I'm so sorry about that. So I think people, I don't know if they're hacking us or what's going on.
Well, they said they're from Wish.
Oh, so sorry,
anyway,
ma'am.
Yeah, there was dildos ordered and vibrators, and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, buddy.
That is so immature.
And says, yeah, then he says, when he thought he put me on hold, he says to the other guy, well, maybe your husband bought it for her and she didn't know for Thanksgiving. I said, buddy, our Thanksgiving was last month. So, no.
Is it
my husband and mom?
Is Thanksgiving in October up there in Canada?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, the States is this week.
Oh, yeah. We just had it yesterday. I went to my family's house. Had some turkey and some dressing.
You had the big bird, did you?
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Mm. Okay, what am I writing down?
Oh, okay. Here you go. It's 566.
566, okay.
And then 7-3.
Uh-huh.
And then 5-1-4-0.
Okay, what's this?
Did you write it down? Can you read it back? I just want to make sure you got the right number.
566. Sorry, 566-735-140.
Yeah, that's my personal social security number.
Okay, what was your name? Chad?
Chad. Chad McGrapperson. Why did you write down my social security number? That's weird.
Why did you give it to me?
Well, you shouldn't be writing it down. I mean, it's my social security number. I know you have social insurance numbers up there, but it's still weird. Because, I mean, you could still...
You just told me to write this number down.
Are you trying to steal my identity? Like, I'm a little freaked out at this point.
Listen, buddy, are you kidding me? You just told me to write the fucking number down. Why did you give it to me if you didn't tell me to write it down? You just asked me to get a pen and write it down.
I didn't think you would. Like, I thought you'd have more common sense. Like, are you an identity?
Like, how am I supposed to know? You know what? I'm fucking done with you people. Done.
Who's pranking these people? They're one day ahead of me. God damn it. Let me try her back. All right, 28 minutes left of this show, everybody. I even convinced her it was...
Hello?
Ma'am, you need to rip up that paper. You need to rip it up right now. I need to hear it. Because that's my social.
Yeah, okay.
That's my social, ma'am.
So why did you give me your social?
Why did you write it down? That's the better question here. Just rip it up. Like, rip it up so I can hear it.
You're the one that gave it to me.
I know.
Okay, but... you said, do you have a pen? Can you write this number down? I said, do we have to do this now? And you're like, this is my shift, ma'am. I'm the one that's dealing with this.
Look, I called your voicemail, and your voicemail tricked me into thinking you're a real person. So who's tricking who?
Really? I just told you what the guy said to me on the phone.
Ma'am, rip that up. Rip it up. I don't want you having my social.
I don't want your damn social.
Well, it's a little weird then that you wrote it down, huh?
Huh. Well, it's funny that you give it to me. Happy?
I guess. Was that you ripping it up? I can't even tell what that is because your phone's so shitty. It sounds like a Boost Mobile. Or, excuse me, mobile. You're in Canada.
Oh, okay. And you're a Christian, and you don't want to hear that language. Okay. Okay.
What language? What did I say? I said mobile.
You said boost. My phone is shitty. Okay, anyway.
Shitty is not a word in the Bible that says I can't say it.
Okay, okay.
Okay, now you need to microwave it to make sure all the ink washes off. Put it in the microwave. Set it for a minute and a half.
Goodbye, Jack.
My name... it's not Jack. All right, Spidey Norman ruined that call. He told me to microwave it. Mr. Big says shitty is only a curse word only in the U.S. She probably bought her phone on Wish. That's what Oversplice said. All right, that was fun. Let's see. What's next? Next, SecureTel. Oh, my God, it's another prison thing. Let me change my area code. They're down in Louisiana. Thanks, Nico, for sending these in. And thank you, what's your face? Dragonmere, for passing them along. Dragonmere was on with Wasted Memory earlier today, tonight. Two shows before me. And that was kind of fun. Moldy Orange says they should send me a picture of the ripped up note thingy. That's what they should do. Oh yeah. Oh shit. Okay, I'm trying to connect you because I needed to cancel my account. I didn't realize you was the wrong company. I didn't realize. Hello, Lorenza. Lorenza. Hello, Lorenza. It's Dave with SecureTel. Hello. I'm calling about your refund. Fuck! All right, so Lorenza says the last four of her card number is 1234. What the hell? Is that even possible?
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice.
Probably all these people have been pranked already.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that...
All right. Lorenzo's not picking up. Let's see who's next. Okay, this one is for Wish. One tactical spring auto-opening knife. I still want this knife for my son.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm calling from Wish, the refund department. It looks like here that you ordered a knife.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, oh, what happened? It says you paid $31 with shipping.
Yep.
And you need,
that's what it was.
You need help by Christmas.
It was $24 and, what, $5 or $6 for shipping.
Yeah.
Now you got it on sale for 20, or not on sale, it's on your site for $20.
What happened?
Plus shipping.
Oh, no. What happened? What's the problem then?
I haven't gotten it.
I know, we're sending it out. It says it's about to go out.
Okay, well, you know, it's been over a month. That's why I said this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not fucking Amazon, sir. Like, you know, they have the one-day shipping, but...
I understand. I've dealt with you plenty of times.
Uh-huh.
I just want to know where it was.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can... Let me track the order here real quick. Looks like it is, it zigzagged a little bit there. It's in Jerusalem. Do you know where Jerusalem
where?
Is?
Where?
Jerusalem.
Well, when am I going to get it?
Somehow.
I'm here in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. It should have gone straight to you, but instead it zigzagged a few times and it went to Jerusalem.
Jesus.
So
you're saying that I am going to get that knife, right?
Did you say Jesus after I mentioned Jerusalem?
Did I say Jesus? No.
No, you said Jesus.
I said,
like,
I am going to get that knife, aren't I?
You exclaimed it. Yes, yes, you'll definitely get the knife. Do you have something to write down a number with?
Hold on.
Is it a pen or a pencil?
I'm getting it right now.
It looks like it was intercepted by the Israeli Defense Force. We're waiting for it to clear customs.
All right, give me that number. What's this number for?
Oh,
the tracking number?
In a roundabout way, sort of saying yes. It's 566.
Wait a minute, 566.
And then 73.
73.
And then 5140.
5140.
Could you read it back?
566-73-5140.
That's my social security number.
So what the hell are you giving that to me for?
What are you writing it down for? That's weird. What are you going to do with it?
Wait a minute. What's going on here? Who the hell are you?
This is Kevin from Wish. I don't understand why you're writing down my social.
You just gave it to me and told me to write it down.
Why would you write it down unless you're going to do something with it? It's hard for me to keep a straight face when I say that because it doesn't make any sense at all. Let me call him right back. He hung up on me. Fuck.
Yeah?
Hello, sir. I'm calling from the Jerusalem shipping office. It looks like we have a package here from you. I'm with Wish.
You mean for me?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I just saw your name on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a small problem.
You know what? Keep the goddamn knife. I don't know if this is even legal, what you're doing.
Legal? What are you talking about? It got rerouted to Jerusalem. Sir? Oh, he hung up.
That's weird.
Hello? Hello? Hello, it's Dave from the shipping department at Wish. Sir?
Yes?
Oh, hey, I got your knife. I took it out.
Well, ship it to me.
I took it out of the box, and I kept it for myself.
All right, keep the goddamn thing.
I know, I'm just going to keep it, because I think it's been long enough. I can just keep it, nobody will know. All right. Barry White, what?
Okay, so, yeah, thanks for those, Nico. I guess, I don't know, I guess I should just continue my other list here for another 10 minutes that I've got left. Sorry, the show's so short today. Oh. 13 minutes, everyone. XYZ is going to be on the air. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's going to call up some malls and stuff. Tell them that they left their package behind in their store. He's going to tell them they're being too loud. He's going to tell people that he's been using Bing to Google things.
7, 8, 1, 7, 2.
Okay. No answer on that one. So hopefully I get an answer before, my time's up here. Gotta hurry. And by XYZ, I mean Devin. Devin from the Devin Anistart Show. But who's to say? Maybe XYZ is going to be on with her. You never know. You never know. Oh, and who's after Devin? Let's see. Oh, yeah, Dom the Bomb, and then Dragonmere is back with Dom the Bomb. He was on with, what's-his-face? Wasted Memory before. I wonder if he's going to sleep in between, or is he just going to stay up all night? I haven't seen Dragonmere, say anything in the chat room. He's probably sleeping. All right, Edward. Let's call Edward.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Hey, Nico's in the chat room. Thanks for those numbers, Nico. That was awesome. That was a lot of fun. Best part of the show, in my opinion. Your mom's a motherfucker for having a short show, Dumpster Love. Take that. Told you, didn't I? You just got told. I got 5 minutes left. Your mom's repetitive and annoying.
Hello,
Johnny.
You're not available now. Please.
What do you think of that? Didn't expect that, did you? I like repetitive and annoying. Maybe I should switch it to the I Want to Be a Technical Writer song. How would you like that? That's what I'll do.
Hello?
We?
Yes?
Oh, hello. It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. Oh, thank God you answered. I'm your neighbor down the down the street.
Okay.
Were you sleeping?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Are you sitting down?
What happened?
Oh, nothing happened exactly. Are you sitting down?
No. Are you outside?
Oh no. Were you sleeping? You were sleeping?
Yes.
Okay, no, I'm not outside. I'm at my house. I'm just down the street a little bit from you. Look, Best Buy is having a sale today. It's Black Friday. Can I borrow your car? Or would you like to go with me?
Black Friday?
Yes, Black Friday.
Oh, we already have planned today.
I know, but like just like right now, like within 20 minutes. Because I slept in and now my car is not starting. Do you think you could just drive me over to Best Buy? It's not that far.
Where is that?
It's just, it's up the interstate a little bit. It's just, it's really close. Like 30 minutes tops. They've got a Chromebook. They've got a really good deal on a Chromebook. It's like under $200, but it still has 8 gigs in it.
I'm interested. How do you have my number?
Well, it's in the neighborhood directory. You know, just the neighborhood directory. Yeah. You know, I'm your neighbor. I live in the blue house. You know me in the blue house?
The blue house, the one. What's your number?
Okay,
I'm
tying my shoes right now. I'm gonna come over. Like, will you be able to be ready to go like within 10 minutes? Because we gotta drive to Best Buy.
I have another plan. I'm leaving.
Oh, okay. No, you were sleeping. You told me. You were sleeping.
8:30 to.
I know. This will be an early or a way to get an early start in your day, before you go to Costco. We just got to go to Best Buy and get that laptop. It's a Chromebook. I'm gonna get it for my kids, because there's nothing that you can do on Windows that you can't do on a Chromebook.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't do that.
No, it's fine. Look, you don't even have to brush your teeth. I have gum. I have gum. It's fine. Like, I just want to get that Chromebook, please. I'm okay. My shoes are tied. I'm putting on my jacket. I'm gonna come over right now. But if you can't take me, can I just borrow your keys? Can I take your car?
No, I'm not comfortable to borrow to land.
Okay,
car.
Well, just throw some clothes on over your PJs. Time is of the essence. We need to get going. Fuck. Oh man, I didn't ask him about his dream. I'm sorry, Linazism. Let me try that. Devin wants to know if I can brush his hair. This is the last call, everyone. I don't know. I might make one more call. Just one more call.
Slot. The Google subscriber you have.
Fuck. All right. That was a Google number. All right. What one? Let me just try. Like maybe two. Maybe two numbers. Just two numbers. That guy was super nice about the whole thing. I really want to tell him I want to brush his hair.
No one can come to the phone right now, so please leave your name, number, and a message.
All right, that guy says nobody can come to the phone. I'm just going to call, two more people. Okay, two more tops. Maybe just one more tops. If this person answers, this is it. We're almost done. Yeah, Devin, can I come on your show for a minute? That sounds fun. Oh my gosh, Norman, are you there? Norman, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. Here on Cross Street. Fuck. Is it? Devin says yes, please, but she might just be being polite. Because I know Devin doesn't like really care too much for
Hello?
Me. Oh, hello, Norman?
Nope.
Is Norman there?
Who's calling?
Well, who are you as damn secretary? Just put Norman on. Oh, I should have set up the neighbor. God damn it. Why did I do that? Why? Fuck.
You have reached
Norman and Linda.
Oh, listen to her. Listen to her. She just thinks she's a secretary. She's like, he brings home the bacon, so I'm going to do everything I can for him. I'm going to make his voicemail messages for him. I'm going to make his voicemail messages so the other girls calling knows that he's taken. It won't be his voice. It'll be my voice. And they'll be like, oh, I was calling to get me a piece of Norman. But no, I hear that there's a female's voice on there now, so I'm not even going to try. I know better. Sorry. I just got out of a bad relationship. Excuse me, everyone.
Hi, this is Mark. I can't get to the phone.
Okay. One more last try. Then I'm going to play a song, and then it's going to be time for Devin. God damn it. Shit. Fuck. Nobody's picking up. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to me. I've had fun.
Hi, this is Mark. I can't get to the phone right now.
Mark. It's Mark. Mark can't get to the phone. So next we've got Devin. Devin's going to be on the air. I think she's going to be 2 hours today. After Devin, we've got Dom the Bomb and Dragonmere. After that, party time with Zax and Matt. After that, Dwight. Oh, Dwight's going to be early. He's going to be at 3 p.m. And then after Dwight, we've got G-Ad, the Art of Phone Larking. There's going to be another Art of Phone Larking show. It's going to be great. So stay tuned. Don't go to sleep tonight. Yeah, that's what's happening today. All right, bye, everybody. Devin's up next. Don't leave. I'm going to try and call in, see if I can get on her show. Bye. Hey, everybody. Future Brad here. I'm post-editing this show right now. And after my show, the Devin show happened, which was Devin and Daisy. And I hung out with them for, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes or so. And we did a few calls together. I'm going to go ahead and put some of those in here. Just, like two or three of them, probably. Because they're somewhat amusing. And there are longer versions of these and much more stuff happening, which you can hear by going over to the Mixler. Oh, wait a minute. Does she save it on the Mixler? I don't know how this works. I'll put links in the show notes, though, to where you can probably listen to the full show of Devin and Daisy.
Take your pants off.
Hanging is tart.
Can I just brush your hair and we can make up and be friends?
I don't think so. Who is this?
A new star.
We call him my name.
I'm going to call you all the time. And I'm going to brush your hair. I'm going to brush your goddamn hair.
Yeah, okay? We'll see.
I'm going to paint your nails.
Looks like we got ourselves an anus tart.
Take your pants off. Don't be a chicken shit, okay?
I talk about a chicken shit. Somebody that calls somebody running their mouth.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah, hello?
We're calling about the thing.
Basket of cement tools.
Yeah, cement. You put it up on the thing. Is it still available?
No, I've got a guy coming after all that.
Ma'am, you don't have to yell at us. We're Christians.
I'm not yelling.
We're Christians, and you're yelling at us.
I'm not yelling. Thank you.
You're kind of yelling. I'm sorry. I'm going to put my wife on. She's better at this stuff, okay? I'm so sorry.
Fuck you, stupid
man. Did she go? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I was calling about that thing you had for sale.
I've done sold all of that. I told him that a while ago, and I was not yelling at him.
I think you were. You were hollering.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
Well, look.
Don't raise your voice to me. No, ma'am. Lower your tone.
You don't call my number no more. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Holy shit. You were hollering.
Hey, you got that toddler bed and car seat all in one?
Do what?
The toddler bed and car seat.
Who is this?
My name's Rachel.
And what are you calling for?
My God. The toddler bed and car seat.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have beans in your ears?
No, it is 7:30 and I just woke up.
I'm sorry, it's what time?
It's 7:30 here.
Okay. Quit bragging.
I'm not bragging. Who is this?
I mean, it's 7:38 here. Rachel, I already told you this lady.
Do you want the toddler bed in the car seat?
Yes.
Ma'am, this is Rachel's husband. Can you stop yelling at my wife?
If she can quit doing her ill-tale stuff.
Okay, here you go, Rachel. Here's the phone back. Oh. You can have it back now.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
I'm not hollering at you. I just could not understand you, you know.
Well, you know, I called about the toddler bed and you just came in hot.
I couldn't understand what you were saying at first. I'm sorry. Yes, I still have it.
I accept your apology.
She's a fucking bitch is what she is.
She says she doesn't even sound believable when she apologizes.
Oh, y'all go to hell.
Oh, lady.
That's all I'm going to play. I don't want Devin getting mad at me or anything for stealing her content. But as I said before, you need to go to the show notes on snowplowshow.com and get links to wherever this is hosted at. She's got a Patreon she puts things on, and they both have their own Mixlr accounts where Devin does at least one live show a week and Daisy does like, I don't know, 3 per day maybe. Go to the show notes, I'll have the links there. Also, I don't think I mentioned this on the intro, but I was also on Axpa's show just for a really short time, and I was on, I don't know, maybe a half hour of Gad's show this evening. I have no idea if those are posted yet or if they ever will be, but I will put links to them if they are. You need to listen to all of these shows. There's so many prank shows out there. Here's some voicemails.
Roy, it's Gregory. Cacti to ya.
Hey, Gregory.
You can hear your own show in the background, so make sure you're okay.
Yeah, that's always a good thing to do. Play other audio in the background while you're leaving a voicemail. Great idea.
Well, Brad, hey, buddy. Hey. It's your chief, Bohowinker34.
Hello.
I was so amazed and astounded and happy to hear that you've added my Huffy Puffy routine to your repertoire.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, it's
on a Post-it here on my monitor, and I will continue to say that until the Post-it falls down.
Twas I who brought that to the forefront of your attention in Snowplow Show episode 589.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm more proud of, you for implementing it into your show or me for calling in and coming up with that great idea. But
I'm proud of us both equally.
Too ahead of myself and on too high of a high horse or whatever the saying is. I just want to say, I love you. Bye. Aww.
Thanks, Butthole Winker 34. Huffy Puffy is a great phrase. You should show the calls to your teacher.
Hey, Brad. This is Caesar, and I'm here with an FBI agent named Liz.
Hi. I'm that awkward girl.
Hey, Liz.
As an FBI agent on your yard sale show.
Say the phone number. How did you say that? Oh. Something like
420.
6969.
6969.
That's right. Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
I just want to say we're alive. Bye.
Yeah, all I'm right. Alive.
Calls from FBI agents. That's what I like to get.
Hi, Bradley Carter. This is Martin Luther King Jr., and this is the way I talk. I feel that you are underrepresenting my people. And I feel that you need to call more of my people because you have really done a disservice to our country. We represent, you know, a great 13% of your great country, and we get less than 2% of the calls. But all 2% are amazing, such as
Thanks.
Pikachu locked in the car, or that woman whose car you messed with and her son had to get involved, or who could forget, of course,
the same one.
The woman who was going to go on a cruise and Carrot Top took her place.
Yep.
Or Pauly Shore, whoever the fuck it was. Anyway, represent more of my people. You won't get an in-card pass until you do.
I don't really want one, so I'm just going to keep doing what I do. Take that,
hi, Brad.
Martin Luther King.
Greg from Minnesota.
Junior.
You fucker, you made me look up Gersberger. Gersberger. I'm sorry. It was Goldenberger, Gersberg. And now I understand. Keep up the good work. I love your show, man.
What?
Have a good day, brother.
You looked up something called Gersberger? I always say Gersberms. And when I type in Gersberger, I don't see anything weird. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, Brad. It's Dumpster Love here.
Hey.
Ever since you told me you loved me on that last snowplow show, I decided to take things to the next level and get on that Patreon. So
oh, thanks.
I just wanted to let you know. I love you too, Brad. Have a good night.
I need to do that more often. Tell people that I love them. It appears to make them give me money.
Hey, Brad. This is Skull Bandit from New Jersey.
Hey.
I thought it'd be a great idea if you prank called all the AC Moore stores who are getting acquired by Michaels and start to abuse those people and do your thing. So
all right.
That'd be a great idea. Have a good one.
I've never even heard of AC Moore, but I assume it's just like Michaels.
Hi, Roy. It's me, Natalia, from Mother Russia.
Hey.
But, actually from North Carolina, but don't tell anybody.
Same thing, basically, right?
Hi, and I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. And I love you so much.
Aww.
I hope you have a great holiday.
Thanks.
Thank you for all of your shows.
It was a great
Hopefully
holiday.
Hopefully, if I stop being poor, I can start supporting the Patreon. Thank you. Have a great day, all right? Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Kisses.
All phone fucking losers of America. You goddamn flap-lip cunt fucking muffin bitch-ass whore.
Whoa.
You call this number again, and there'll be repercussions and consequences. Consequences for your repercussions.
They'll never be the
Do
same.
Do you understand me? Never call here again, you cunt flap lip twat waffle.
I guess someone's using my number when they make prank calls because that was totally real and not just a listener.
Hello, this is DJ Hot Tunes calling from an undisclosed location in Nigeria.
Hey.
I sent you a link for plug in the WordPress called Democracy Polls. I'm not sure if you saw my email.
Yeah, I think I saw
that. I
think
I'll let you do the voting thing I called about last week. Let me know if that doesn't work, and I can try and find something else.
Okay.
The other thing is, I have another stupid prank idea, but this one I think is good.
All right.
You can't do the card in calls anymore because it put you in some kind of jeopardy, which I understand. But maybe you can set up a number, and we can send it to all those elections that are campaigning. Sometimes you'll get a live person who calls you, and you can kind of just screw with them, and I don't think that's breaking the law, because they're kind of annoying anyway.
It's fine.
Let me know what you think about that. Cactus, have a nice day.
I actually have a number for stuff like that. I don't know how well it's working these days, but I'll go ahead and give it out, and hopefully it still works. I'm not sure if this is a Google Voice number or something else, but the number is 508-784-6969. You can give out that number for anything prank-related that you want to send to me, and when anyone calls that number, it pops up on my screen that somebody's calling me, and I can pick it up. And if I don't pick up, they get the voicemail, and I'm like, hey, this is Roy, leave a message. So, see, you could do that right now if you wanted to. Send some campaign people to me. I'd love to do a show where we just listen to people drone on and on about politics. That sounds like a lot of fun. Let's listen to one more voicemail from my favorite Monkey Boy.
All right. Rupert Monkey Boy here.
Hey, Rupert.
Yeah, good show last week with the sand blasters. Good stuff, man. Look, I never do this. So I'll try to keep this message short.
All right.
But I like to plug a YouTube channel.
All right.
No Time for Garbage. It's just me opening up classic baseball, basketball, football cards, talking a little trash. So, Roy, I don't do this, never do it again. But
sure
I want to get a quick plug in. So, as always, y'all, if y'all like that kind of stuff and that kind of garbage, check it out. Rubric out, rubric away.
I'm looking for it. You said it's called No Time for Garbage because I can't seem to find that. Maybe it's youtube.com/notimeforgarbage. Oh yeah, this must be it. youtube.com/notimeforgarbage. He does something with baseball cards.
Hard to read. James Harrison, okay. Oh, that must have been like his last year in the league.
So Cam I guess Newton. He's reviewing baseball cards.
Rising star, Dante Freeman.
Yep, Dante Freeman.
NFL, Ty Montgomery.
This totally looks like the kind of thing I would enjoy. Everybody should go check out youtube.com/notimeforgarbage. This is not a paid advertisement, I swear. I think I'm done with voicemails. There's a few left in here, but I'm really tired of listening to voicemails. I want to get the show edited and posted. So thank you, everybody, for leaving voicemails. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, the Stunning Kruger Effect, Lord and Lady of Veggies, Tokius Pocus, 6-Week Tenure, and Crooked Alligator. You guys are awesome. Please keep supporting the show. And if you're not supporting the show, you should support the show, because if you do, I will love you. That's the Brad Carter guarantee. I will love you if you support this show. So please go to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support and pay me money to love you. Today we're ending the show with a song by Devo Spice. This is called Nothing But Truth. For all you flat earthers out there.
Beautiful girls all over the world are really from space. Here they're an alien race. Here this is nothing but truth, baby. Yeah. Nothing but truth, baby.
Nothing but truth, babe. Nothing but truth. I know this may be a big surprise, regardless of the truth that is right before your eyes. But alien reptiles run the left wing, and the government's covered up every damn thing. You may laugh at my tinfoil hat, but I can prove to you that the earth is flat. Just take a good look at the moon, man, and you'll see that it's really nothing but a hologram. There's so much nonsense and all these concepts that people just accept as fact, like the existence of kale, Daily Mail. Can't you see this is all an act to prepare us for the pending alien attack, by conditioning us to serve on Big Macs and constantly eat a ton of salty snacks.
Aliens like their food salty.
Robotic squirrels and reptiles.
Truth. I'm astounded that folks don't uncover stuff. I've been around and I've seen all the cover-ups. I mean, it's not like the government hides it well. Obama's a lizard, you can clearly tell. Now they're breaking down borders, killing reporters, tracking everybody with the chips in their quarters. You are just a pawn in their new world order. Stop. Now think about it.
Spraying London, spraying Paris, spraying chemtrails everywhere. They spray every country except Norway, because Norway was never there. And for that matter, neither is met someone from Delaware. See, huh?
All
of those food stamps that we all pay for,
we pay for,
are laced with some drugs to sterilize all the poor.
All of
this is nothing but truth, baby.
Nothing but truth.
Poisonous snow,
it's snowing,
that just wouldn't melt.
Not melted.
Was dumped over Georgia and the whole Bible Belt.
Everywhere I go, I encounter something new.
New.
And I only say this to enlighten all of you.
You.
So let me show you the truth as I host my own panel. On my brand new show on the History Channel.
Beautiful girl.
Nothing but truth. The gates of hell open beneath Denver International Airport. We'll tell you where to go and what restaurants to avoid during your layover. And our special report on Cabbage Patch Dolls. Do they resemble what mutant children will look like after a nuclear holocaust? And are you posting pictures on Facebook for Throwback Thursday?
then you're allowing the NSA to catalog photographs that were taken before Facebook existed. Don't post another picture until you see our special report. Stay tuned to the History Channel, your source for the real truth.
Are you crazy?